The Carter years saw stagflation and problems such as the Iranians taking hostages in the American embassy in Tehran. Many people saw Carter as a fairly ineffectual leader. And in that election, the Democrats are reduced to Carter's home state in Georgia. West Virginia, mining stronghold, heavily unionized. Maryland, Rhode Island, and Minnesota, which had a very strong Democratic Party. Actually, in Minnesota, it's not the Democratic Party. It's, what do they call it, the Farmer Labor Democrat Party. It's a joined party that actually goes back to the, to some extent, back to the populist period. But Minnesota had a very strong Democratic establishment at that time. 4 years later, with Walter Mondale from Minnesota running against Ronald Reagan, we go back down to one state and the District of Columbia. So the Democrats, again, are back where they were in 72 without any sort of electoral foundation to build upon. What are they going to do? Well, the next election sees some gains in 1988 with Michael Dukakis from Massachusetts. The Democrats are seeking someone who is well known as a sort of a modern politician. He made efficiency the core of his campaign, running against George Bush the senior. Again, closer this time. You can see the popular vote, 53-45, not a close election.